Our next guest says the baptism barrier is stopping his son from getting a place in primary school. In a moment, we'll talk to Seamus Mulcrony from the Irish Catholic School Management Association. But let's go straight to Peter Brown from Greystones in Wicklow, whose son David is currently without a place for junior infants. Peter, just briefly, just tell us your story.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
So real quickly, I was living abroad for a number of years and just came back here in the last year. To Greystones, where we're originally from, and when we were overseas, we had our kids, and we came back actually really for babysitters more so than anything else. But when we got back here, and this year, we applied to all schools here in Greystones: Catholic schools, Protestant schools, Educate Together schools, and basically, we've gotten turned down with no place for a child. This year for junior infants. Now he's going to be turning 5 this summer, so he's legally has to be in school, but due to A, the demand in Greystones, but more importantly, B, the baptismal barrier, not just with Catholic schools, but with Protestant schools as well, has caused us to really not have a place. So,
why do you specifically say the baptismal barrier?
Well, because what happens is that all the children, when they apply for their application, are ranked basically on a scale of category of 1 to 4. And number one is being obviously of the right age within the locality and of having the faith or the baptismal cert of that particular school. Mm-hmm. So we are down in category 4, which is no baptismal cert, but in the locality. So what basically happens is that, we can have someone from Galway or across the country who has been baptized a Catholic, apply for the school place into our local school and bump our child down.
Okay, is it your contention, and I'm sorry to rush you because we're just a little tight for time, is it your contention if your son had a baptismal cert that he'd be in one of the schools already?
It's absolutely 100%. We've even been told by the principals. And we've actually tried to even apply the subsequent get a baptismal. I mean, my wife and I are people of faith, but we just felt that we would let our son make his own decision when he grows up about which course and faith he wants to follow.
Oh, okay.
So my contention has been over this time is, well, if my tax euros that I've got paid yesterday are going towards to fund these schools, then how come there's not equal access for my child?
Okay, let's just stay with us if you don't mind, Peter. Let's just bring in Seamus Mulcrony from the Irish Catholic School Management Association. Seamus, you heard what Peter had to say there. Basically, if he had a baptismal cert, he would be young David would be in a school right now.
Well, firstly, can I say there are 8 schools in Greystones, and 3 of them are Catholic. So we don't actually have a majority of schools down there. But more importantly, in Greystones, there is a common enrollment system where all of the principals sit down and try to make sure that every student gets a place. Now, obviously, if students aren't getting a place, it's because there is a lack of school places. Greystones has suffered from oversubscription, not just this year or last year, but going back to about 2005, when there was only 5 schools. It's experienced constant pressure. There has been a number of new schools provided, but there's still a lack of school places. This issue really isn't about religion. This issue is about a lack of school places and the department is not providing enough of them. And just one thing, if a student is Catholic and arrives from outside the catchment area, they will not get a place ahead of a non-Catholic who is in the catchment area.
Okay. Geography is the first criteria.
And by the way, in all cases of oversubscription, non-Catholic children are often getting in ahead of Catholic children simply because they're brothers and sisters in the school already. We have no desire to keep anybody out of a Catholic school.
Okay.
And but there is a real problem in Greystones.
You're saying lack of schools, and it's in certain parts of the country that there are lack of schools.
Greystones is a classic example, but if you do a ring of Dublin, you will find about 17 areas where there is a lack of school places, and that's causing major problems for parents in those areas. This isn't about religion, it's about resources.
Okay, Peter?
Can I respond to that real quick?
Yeah, please.
First of all, Seamus, I 100% agree. There is a need for more schools in Greystones. Over the years, there's 6 primary schools in Greystones area.
Sorry, go ahead.
And one of them happens to be a Gael school, which, you know, for our family is not the right direction that we wanted to take. So that took that one out. But the simple fact about it is that if you look at the enrollment policies, and I'm not just saying just the Catholic schools, but also the local Protestant school here as well, the priority is given that the number one entry point is a baptismal cert. It is on the application form that the baptismal cert must be submitted with the birth certificate and the utility bill.
Okay, Seamus?
The fact of the matter is all of the schools in the Greystones area are under pressure. It's not simply Catholic schools. If there are more places, then we will take everybody. There isn't a problem there. But we have been saying this repeatedly, and the minister has refused to do a national survey to find out exactly where the hotspots are and to allocate the resources to solve the problem. This is about resources, and the minister has been using the issue of the baptism cert to deflect attention away from that.
I'll come back in a second, Seamus. Very briefly, Peter.
Yeah, so I will say this. I 100% agree with you. The minister has not addressed this issue. I mean, his biggest achievement in the last 2 years is to get PE as a Leaving Cert certificate. It's, of course, it's a complete joke. And there's a lack of resources. There's a lack of planning. There's a lack of communication between the department and the local schools management. The fact about it is...
Could I just put this...
Seamus, I'll give you the final word. Go on.
There were 7,750 unsuccessful applications to Catholic schools last year. 97 of them were due to the lack of a baptismal cert. This issue is much bigger, and it's about a lack of resources.
Okay.
And I'd like to see every kid get into the school they want to get into.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you to both Peter Brown from Greystones and to Seamus Moncrony, Irish Catholic School Management Association.